Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're just kind of bouncing all over this morning, but we happen to bounce in the right direction out near Allendale, Michigan. We've got Jeff Knobloch from Trail Point Brewing with us, and he's brought some tasty samples. And we want to talk a little bit about microbrewed beer and why a person, you know, we all know somebody that's walked into a brewery and had their first beer and they hated it, so now craft beer is off the radar and they're back to their Bud Light, right? And I think that part of that is the fact that they didn't understand what they were walking into and they didn't get any coaching. They just made a decision because of a flashy name on a beer, right?
That's right. I agree. Welcome back and thanks for joining us again. Make sure you check us out online at thegrillingguys.com. Hit our website. At the top right, you'll find a spot to sign up for podcasts. You'll find a link to ways to contact either one of us. Maybe you want to have an event, you want to have us out, you want some barbecue for your event, you want us to broadcast from it or whatever. You can send us a note from there, or you just want to send us a note and say, you guys really suck.
Yeah,
you can do that too. You can also go to the Grilling Guys Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys. I'm on Twitter, it's Grilling Guy, and Instagram, you'll find me as well. So, yeah, we ran into Jeff at the Chili Cook-Off a few weeks back, and
Turns out he has better beer than we had chili.
Well, I thought they went quite well together.
They did.
I don't know. When I tried to come get some of your chili, it was all gone already.
Yeah, it did go
quick. It did go quick.
Yeah. But yeah. Just because you don't win doesn't mean it wasn't awesome. We'll figure it out next year. We know how to do the votes next time.
Right.
So, yeah. No, I think our chili was really good, and it's evidenced by the fact that we were the first ones to run out.
Right, right. Yep, we did go through a lot of it. It's all good. I was just
of course we gave everybody a gallon.
Right. Yeah.
No. Anyway, so talking to all the brewers out there, I got to talk to Jeff and tell him that we've had some good times at his tap room because our friends live in the condos behind him.
Right.
Scott and Katie live there, so it's turned out to be kind of a convenient spot for us. And then we have a guest room there to spend the night. So we can just
at the tap room or Scott and Katie's?
Both.
We can arrange that.
We can go right. We can walk to their house.
Right.
Now, you know, which
right.
is great.
Right.
And so, yeah, kind of cool.
Yes, it is. So, Jeff, we covered the first couple beers. Let's restart. And the first one was a lager. The second one was an amber lager.
Ale.
So there are two lager styles.
Nope, an amber ale.
Oh, an amber ale. So we went from lager and ale. Mm-hmm. Explain the difference between those two.
Basically, it's the yeast strain.
Okay.
The yeast strain and then the temperature that it's fermented. So the yeast is metabolizing the sugars that we provide for the yeast, and that, depending on the strain type, is what you can think of. An ale is a top fermenting yeast strain, and a lager yeast is a bottom fermenting yeast strain. So they work the same, they're producing the same effects, but they basically want a different environment.
So the lagers are typically at a cooler temperature and
Correct.
It takes longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some of the new lager strains and just the new technology with brewing science and learning more about the brewing science aspect of things, we can actually make a lager a lot quicker than...
Which is really weird because I just had a lager and it got drained really quick, so...
Well, that's because that cup had a big hole in the
Let's
top
take
of
care
it.
Of
that's
this.
The problem, right? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, back to what you were saying earlier, Randy, I think it's a lot of it to shock the person that's coming in to experience craft beer for the first time. It's really... It has a lot to do with our staff and educating the people that are there. We want to, and our forte is kind of brewing something that everybody would like. And it's educating them on that beer. And then it's really humbling to see them progress as they return and try something else. And a lot of that has to do with our staff. And I think a lot of it has to do with our beer as well. So we take great pride in our beer and just seeing them grow and try. Start off with a lager and now they're drinking double IPAs is
well,
really, really humbling.
And we're good friends with the Sicilianos.
Barb and Steve are great people.
And they had the homebrewer event right in your parking lot last year. So we spent the day there. And it was great to have your tap room in your patio because it was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was. It was an incredible day.
And you're going to do it there again this year?
We are, May 2nd. We'll start off in the morning. It usually kicks off about 8 a.m. We get brewers in the parking lot, and we invite the public to try different beers and actually meet with different homebrewing clubs to learn about beer.
So what other beers did you bring?
I brought a couple of our some of our mainstays. I brought a beer called Percolator. It's a coffee cream ale. So it's a cream ale with coffee.
Nice.
And you notice that the beer here is still the same nice
quite
golden,
clear.
Golden strong color. And,
right.
And what we do is when we steep the coffee beans, we don't break the coffee beans, and we steep them for a short period of time, and it doesn't extract any of the color from the coffee.
Interesting.
But we get some really great flavor profiles from it.
Yeah, and usually those are porters. Right, I mean, you get a coffee-infused beer, it's a porter.
And you're seeing more and more of the blondes, though.
Yeah.
I think Odd Sides, we were talking about them,
mm-hmm.
they kind of came out with a bean flicker.
Yeah, they make a great beer, bean
and
flicker.
And then Founders came out with one that was really good, something Joe.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, Founders. I don't...
What's yours called?
Ours is called Percolator.
That's right. You can this, too?
We did a little canning run of it this year. So
yeah,
we
I thought I saw it somewhere.
We currently do not have our own canning line, but we work with a company called Michigan Mobile Canning. So
right.
They can provide a service for us.
That's
where
cool.
They come in. It is. It gives new brewers or small independent breweries the option to get their product out there in a different form. So
tell us what else you've got over there.
I also brought two IPAs with us. Sipopotamus is one of our mainstays IPAs. It's a 6.9%. More of a kind of a West Coast style IPA.
Okay.
A little bit drier, a lot more hop forward, all citrus hops, just a great beer. It's been one of our mainstays from the beginning. And
it looks kind of hazy.
This is very hazy. it's a New England style, so the haze craze is on, and we really kind of provide what people want. So we have new trends with beer, and we have to follow trends, and New England styles are very popular right now. So Hazy Potamus is kind of a spinoff of Sipopotamus, but we use a different yeast strain and adjust the water profile.
Wow, it's awesome. But my question is this is we talked about people getting used to beer and moving through your palate, right?
Correct.
And so you're in Allendale, which is a college town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, do you get a lot of college students in the brewery, or are they old guys like Bob and I?
We get a small percentage of college students, actually.
That's what I thought, maybe.
Yeah.
They like volume. Right?
Right.
And Daddy lights big.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. But I just was curious if you see that in the younger generation that's coming through, or it's just old guys like Bob and I that come in and really appreciate the craft.
I remember buying cases of Olympia when I was
sure.
out west.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Falstaff.
Guaranteed headache.
Right. Yeah.
I've had the Olympia.
You drink 30 or 40 of them, and you're
going
to get
it. It was the puzzle under the cap that kept you going.
Yeah. Yeah. Always a novelty, right? Yeah. No, I really wasn't getting drunk, Mom. All I was doing was looking for that last piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Cracker Jacks.
What's the one
you bottled here?
This one is something that we bottled this year. It's a new beer for us. It's called Perked Up Kilts. So it is a wee heavy with coffee.
Scotch?
Not scotch. Aged in a bourbon barrel. Scotch
That's
ale
a
is a style. It's a particular style. So there is some confusion with the style of a scotch ale. It has nothing to do with scotch. It's just a Scottish style.
No, I understand that. But so what is that?
This is a wee heavy Scotch ale.
It is a Scotch ale.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I asked. Yeah.
Yep,
but a bourbon influence. You said bourbon barrel
age. So yeah. we give this a little hiatus in a barrel for about 12 months with coffee in it,
holy
and
cow.
It's really been a spectacular little beer for us. Actually, a big beer.
Yeah. So Jeff, where can people find you? Are you online? Are you on Twitter? Are you Facebook?
We are, yeah, all of the above.
Okay.
We try to work hard with social media. You can find us in different establishments throughout the town here in Grand Rapids.
You can go to West Michigan and go out to find Grand Valley, where our producer, Brian, went, and just go across the street and look for Trail Point.
Jeff, do you have time to stick with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we got five or six things that haven't been opened yet, so we can't let you go.
Nope,
but,
I agree.
So coming up next, we're going to be talking with a gentleman named Greg Brown, and he might tell us a little bit about how to grill a crab leg. Stick with us. We'll be back.